Good morning. Thank you for starting off your maybe dreary outside Tuesday morning with us. That's why we're here with a big old cup of joy for you.
We've got your sunshine for today. Mm-hmm. Okay, Dave? All right. So, you know, we heard yesterday about Jeffrey Toobin and him doing not something very nice on a Zoom call. But this is a much better story about a Zoom call. You know, so many kids are learning virtually this year, and they're learning, you know, by watching their teacher on a computer. So there's a teacher in California who she won't sign off until all of her students sign off first. And she noticed that there were two kids in one house that were on this call together. And she said she's looking at their faces and everybody else has signed off and she's looking at them and they looked a little bit confused. And then she saw that confusion look to change to concern. And then that concern changed to absolute terror. And then she saw someone running through the back, like behind them on screen. And the kids started screaming, "Help us, help us." So it turns out that someone had actually got like broken through the window in their house and climbed into the house while these kids were learning virtually. I guess he thought that no one was there. Once he saw the kids were there, he started saying, like, I'm not here to steal anything. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to harm you. And then he ran out the door. But the kids were freaking out, obviously, right? Because they're home by themselves. I guess old enough, like, you know, maybe preteen age. So the teacher stayed on the Zoom call with them and then called 911. And they're still looking for whoever it was. Luckily, no one was hurt. But the mom of these kids was like, thank God that teacher didn't just hang up when the call was finished.
Right.
Like, who knows what would have happened. She just happened to be there at the right time.
Yeah, so teacher is a hero yet again.
Absolutely. All of our teachers are. I have to tell you a quick little story. I was on a call with a friend of mine. She's teaching a class at a local school. And this is my first Zoom class that I'm actually participating in, okay, because I had seen my kids do it last school year, but this year I'm actually on the call. I give you teachers so much credit because, especially with the older kids, I would imagine it would be really hard because these students did not give a flying you know what that I was talking to them about anything. They're yawning, they're playing with their pets. You know, there's like a dog that would pop in a cigarette. It was so, they were so disinterested in everything that was going on in that call. I was mortified. I thought, how do you do this every day?
You just described everything that I do when I'm on a Zoom call.
I know. It's different when it's a company, though. I guess maybe because I'm not the one trying to talk. I'm the one listening. So I guess I'm just as guilty. Now I realize that I'm sorry for all those.
Mornings with the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.